This podcast was recorded Thursday, January 23rd at 10:33 a.m. Things may have changed by the time you hear this. Yeah, like we'll stop with this Ohio against the world stuff. No offense, but the rest of the world is not really paying attention to Ohio. Notre Dame was. Maybe the college football world is against Ohio State. But the rest of the globe, you know, it remains indifferent. Let's talk politics. This is Snollygoster, WOSU Public Media's weekly look at Ohio politics and all those Snollygosters, those shrewd politicians who broke their betting losing streaks when Ohio State won the national championship. Governor DeWine soon will get some South Bend candy from Indiana's governor. Good for him. I'm Mike Thompson. Coming up in the podcast, Vivek Ramaswamy's stint in the Trump administration nears an end after just a few weeks. But first, the white smoke emerged from the statehouse last week.
I have worked with him. I have seen him. I know his knowledge of Ohio. I know his heart. I know what he cares about. I know his skills. And all of that tells me that he is the right person for this job.
After months of speculation, Governor DeWine announced John Husted was his pick to be the next U.S. Senator from Ohio. Of course, John Husted replaces short-timer J.D. Vance, who job-hopped to the vice presidency. In accepting the appointment, John Husted got a bit emotional about leaving his job as lieutenant governor and perhaps, at least temporarily, giving up his dream of becoming governor. But he said he is excited to head to Washington.
I have loved this work, and stepping away from it has not been easy. This has been great. My time here at the State House has been a true joy. But representing Ohio in the U.S. Senate is an amazing opportunity. I mean, it is amazing.
What's amazing is how long this took. Husted was not on early, albeit speculative, lists of potential senators. That list included former Republican Chair Jane Timken, former State Senator Matt Dolan, Secretary of State Frank LaRose, and at the end, former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy's name emerged, even though he said in the fall he was not interested. But it's John Husted, and to break down this tortured path and to help us understand the reasons behind the choice and what it means for Ohio politics going forward, we turn to a panel of experts, Republican strategist Mike Gonadakis, Democratic strategist Brian Rothenberg, Ohio Public Radio State House reporter Sarah Donaldson, and USA Today Ohio Network State House reporter Jesse Balmert. I start with a question to Jesse. In the end, what convinced Mike DeWine to appoint John Husted to this seat, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he talked about how well he knows John Husted. They've worked together for the past 6 years. I remember when John Husted joined Mike DeWine's gubernatorial bid, Husted was running for governor at that point, too. So I think really the only thing we thought stood in the way was John Husted wanting to be governor. And I think Husted was weighing these two very valuable opportunities and settled on Senate as something he wanted to go forward with.
Mike Gonadakis, you know, when you leave a job that you like for another job, whether, you know, for whatever reason, it's always bittersweet.
Sure.
Watching this news conference today, it seemed a little more bitter than sweet for John Husted.
I don't sense that personally. I've known John and Tina Husted for many, many years, and they're good people. Look, he's living the American dream. Mike adopted as a baby to amazing parents, grew up in small-town Ohio decades in public service, and now he's going to be our next United States Senator. Did he do a great job as lieutenant governor? Absolutely. That's why the governor trusts him. That's why the governor picked him and only him. You heard the press conference today. There wasn't a plan B or plan C. It was John Husted all the way, his decision to make, obviously. And at the end of the day, John is going to do very well as United States Senator, working with Bernie Moreno, our friend, where it's going to be a great turnout.
But he did say this was Husted said this was a very difficult decision. So it sounds like it was his choice to make, and he struggled with it perhaps because he wanted to be governor.
Sure, of course. I mean, that's been his desire and dream for years and years and years, probably over a decade. And then just to pivot in the past 30 days or so, or maybe a little bit longer, I mean, that's hard. It's a hard, he's human, you know, and it's a hard decision to make, but he made a great decision.
Sarah, last week on this show, we thought it was a done deal. Husted was going to get the nod, announcement Monday or Tuesday, and then Vivek Ramaswamy
jumps into the headlines, not himself, but there was a report out of Washington, the Washington Post, that Donald Trump was urging him to seek the Senate seat. What went on there? Do we know for sure?
Sure. So this was always kind of a one-person vote. At the end of the day, Governor Mike DeWine was the one to decide who was going to get this nod. But of course, there were a lot of people ringing his line, and he said that. So Donald Trump likes Vivek Ramaswamy. He's already appointed him to a federal position. And I think that delay, you see people, you know, linking things to the media, different things coming up. DeWine really only said, yeah, I met with Ramaswamy last week. I've met with a lot of people about this position because DeWine and Husted and other state officials have kept their cards close to their chests on this.
Brian, who made this pick, Mike DeWine or President Trump?
Mike DeWine made this trip. However, John Husted also made it. And here's what's really going on when you have to decide on a big... first of all, it's the most exclusive club in America, and kudos to the lieutenant governor, now junior senator, for doing it. But there's a lot of things to think about. One, you got to raise a lot of money. Not once, but you're going to have to win this seat again in 2 years, and then you got to run again in another 2 years for the full term. That's very rare in the United States Senate. So you're lining up and figuring out where's your money going to come from. You got to do that. Secondly, with Donald Trump, everything is about what's he going to do. His endorsement matters. So you got to make sure he's going to endorse him. Did Ramaswamy get a deal too, where Trump's going to endorse him? 2 years is a long way off. Big loser? Dave Yost. Now all of a sudden Dave Yost has Ramaswamy and potentially a Trump endorsement against him.
Right, we'll get to that in a sec because I think I have maybe a different take on that. But Jesse, was Ramaswamy entering here? Was it because John Husted was happy? I mean, he also has to move his family to Washington, D.C., where he has a good reputation at the state house. He was poised to be the next governor. But now those plans have derailed. So maybe he was cold feet. We don't know for sure. But what do you think happened there with Ramaswamy from your perspective?
I mean, I think there has been reporting out for a while that John Husted was the front runner. And so we've had a few weeks where he has been the front runner and yet had not been chosen yet. So was he considering all of his options during that period of time? I think that's likely. I think that was what we were hearing from people, that this was a tough choice for him to make. And you do have the Ohio governor Republican primary kind of looming. What is that going to look like? Who is going to get involved? Is Ramaswamy? We know Dave Yost, the attorney general, is also planning a bid for governor. And so that primary is also going to be pretty contentious. So which one do you want to hop into?
Mike, to that point about Dave Yost, now it could be one-on-one. Because Ramaswamy says he's going to run for governor. Yost says he's going to run for governor. So it's Yost, Ramaswamy, maybe another candidate might jump in. But if it's one-on-one with those two, Yost is a statewide winner here. And 2 years is a long time in Trump world. Ramaswamy could fall out of favor. Now Trump doesn't have John Husted to worry about in a primary.
Well, you're absolutely right. Look, Dave Yost and Darlene Yost are dear personal friends of mine. They're great people, and he would make a great governor, and she'd make a great first lady. What Dave has to calculate moving forward is does the Trump endorsement go one way or the other? Can he get it, or would look, Vivek has to perform with Doge at the end of the day. If he bombs and fails with Elon Musk, he's not going to have great credibility to come back in Ohio. And Vivek, while he's an internet star and he looks good on TV and gives great sound bites, there's a lot of Ohio that knows Dave Yost first and foremost, before Vivek Ramaswamy. So this is not a shoo-in for Vivek. God bless him. I like him. And I think Dave's in a good position on a one-on-one.
Democrats would rather face Vivek, right, Ryan?
Well, I think there's differences with both. I think Yost has some real problematic things in his background, including the issue with the young girl that went to Indiana over the abortion issue. I do think that, I hate to say it, but we have a misogynist and sort of racist way in which in a general election it is an uphill battle for anybody who is a little different in this state to pull together and win. It can be done. Ken Blackwell did it, but he didn't have primaries. When he did have a primary and he beat Petro, he subsequently lost the race for governor.
And Sarah, 2026, there will be a race for Senate on the ballot. Sherrod Brown is the person who's been talked about. A Sherrod Brown-John Husted race would be very interesting if Sherrod Brown decides to pull the trigger and run.
Interesting to say the least. I mean, you know, Ohio is a red state. I don't think anyone's questioning that. But of course, nationally, oftentimes the trend is 2 years after a presidential election, there's some sort of backlash at the administration, no matter how well that administration is performing. That's not perfect, but of course you may see Democrats having a little bit of that bump. And Sherrod Brown is really a popular figure in the state. He, of course, lost. Bernie Moreno beat him. But Bernie Moreno underperformed Trump by about 8 points in a year that Trump won the state by 12 points. So,
and Donald Trump will not be on the ballot in 2 years or in 4 years.
That was Ohio Public Radio's Sarah Donaldson, along with USA Today Ohio Network's Jesse Balmert, along with Democratic strategist Brian Rothenberg and Republican strategist Mike Gonadakis. Now let the speculation begin as to who will replace John Husted as lieutenant governor. Mike DeWine is accepting resumes and surfing LinkedIn as we speak. We'll be right back.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.
We mentioned Vivek Ramaswamy. He's had an interesting week. On Monday, he was sitting just feet away and right behind President Trump during the inauguration. But by that afternoon, he was out as co-director of the so-called Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. Now DOGE has one director, Elon Musk. Reports are that Elon and Ramaswamy did not get along. Political reports, Musk pushed Ramaswamy out. Apparently, Ramaswamy's social media posts about how Americans are slackers when it comes to math, engineering, and science did not go over well in Musk-Trump world. A Trump transition spokesperson confirmed the departure, saying Ramaswamy needed to get back to Ohio to run for governor. So that could be the next development. Like J.D. Vance and Bernie Moreno before him, Vivek Ramaswamy hopes to jump over Ohio career Republicans. Instead of working his way up the political ladder, the outsider from the business world plans to cut in line and snag one of the top elected positions in the state. His likely competitor is Attorney General Dave Yost and possibly State Treasurer Robert Sprague. On the Democratic side, as we have talked about on this podcast, former State Health Director Amy Acton is running for governor. The games have begun with a very brief intermission. Time now for our Schnalligoster of the Week segment, where we honor the shrewdest politician or political move of the past 7 days. You know, usually on this podcast, we highlight dishonesty. Okay, all right, that's a bit strong. We highlight statements that are not fully honest. Let's put it that way. Well, the leader of Ohio's Republican Party recently said publicly what most of us strongly suspected. Alex Triantafylou told a party meeting in Northern Ohio that they did their job in campaigning to defeat the redistricting amendment. They confused voters. He said, quote, "Confusing voters was not such a bad thing." In case you forgot, opponents of the current system, which has produced gerrymandered districts, said the amendment would force lawmakers to create gerrymandered districts. And unless you are paying close attention, it was confusing to many voters. And they were also swayed by President Trump's calls to vote no on the amendment. And as we all know, the issue won on the ballot went down to defeat. So this week, we honor a political figure for telling the full truth and shrewdly helping orchestrate a strategy to win an election by not telling the full truth. Alex Triantafylou gets our Schnalligoster of the Week award. That will do it for this week's edition of Schnalligoster, which is part of the NPR network. As always, we ask you to leave us a good review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Tell your friends about us. For our student producer, Katie Genius, our digital producer, Michael DeBonis, and our audio engineer, Dalton Jones, I'm Mike Thompson for Schnalligoster from WOSU Public Media.